Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, like Cam Akers, who's going to join us in 4 minutes. Running back for your Los Angeles Rams. This segment brought to us also by Nature Valley Crunchy Bars. All right, let's talk to Cam Akers. We don't need to argue with him, but we'll ask him the questions that we've been asking. Cam, congratulations, man, on being drafted to the Rams. Hopefully, we'll welcome you to L.A. here pretty soon. But we've been having
appreciate it.
Yeah, man, for sure. So we've been arguing today. Today is National Superhero Day. So we've been arguing, is Batman a superhero? What does Cam Akers say?
Well, I'm not a big Batman fan, so, you know, I think Batman kind of lame. That's not one of my favorite superheroes. I'm more of a Thor type of guy.
Okay. So Thor is your favorite superhero?
Definitely, Thor.
Okay. Is that how you treat people when you're running through the line of scrimmage and you're bowling people over?
I treat people like the Hulk. Just move out of the way.
Well, I mean, listen, man, I've been following your career. I'm an ACC guy, though I'm a Miami guy. I got to tell you that up front. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Okay? But we can be friends now. You know what I'm saying? You're not playing with Florida State anymore.
Yes, sir. That's over with.
Okay. So, look, I followed your career. You were the number one running back out of high school. You know, you come to a Florida State team. And, look, it wasn't the traditional Florida State teams. You guys had some up and down years. But your play was so consistent. What was it about what you were able to accomplish there and how you were able to grow as a player that allowed you to kind of be the player you became?
The surrounding, of course, the surrounding people I had around me, you know, the staff, the players, I think me just growing and being able to fight through adversity, being able to get through certain situations, you know, certain injuries, certain unforeseen situations that, I wasn't expecting, you know, I think that made me not just a better player, just a better young man, you know, a better young man. I think it made me stronger. I think it made me smarter. And ultimately, like I said, just a better young man, you know. I think my time at Florida State just ultimately made me a better man.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's any question. Now, what did you know about the Rams? Had you been in contact with them prior to the draft?
Yes, sir. I had definitely been in contact a little bit at the combine. You know, I had a formal meeting. So I sat down and got to talk with everybody. A few calls, you know, before I wasn't able to get out and go on visits because of the whole corona thing. So, you know, I wasn't able to get out and go on visits or anything like that. But I was definitely in contact and had a lot of contact with the Rams.
What did you make of your conversations with McVay? He's an impressive dude. He can be intense, too.
Yes, sir. I just tried to make the most of telling. Just tell him what he was getting, you know, the type of player he was getting, you know, pretty much. That was my whole thing, you know, just wanted to let him know that I'm a player that he can trust, you know, I'm a dependable player, somebody you can depend on, you know, just making him feel comfortable with the player, you know, that he was trusting to join his running back room and join his team, you know, just making coach feel comfortable and letting him know that, you know, I'm here to play, I'm ready.
Have you seen those crazy videos of him recollecting plays from, like, when he was, like, an assistant coach and he could literally break down every game in his head without seeing the film? Have you seen that stuff before or no?
I've seen a little bit of it. I didn't get to see, you know, the whole video. I just saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, right? Like, my guess is not everybody can pull that off, right?
No, we're close to everybody, you know. Coach McVay, he's a great coach, you know. I mean, I think that just his track record and the way he coaches shows it for itself, you know, just the example you just gave, you know, just that one alone just shows you how committed he is to perfecting his craft, you know, and making sure that the team is in the best position to win, you know, and when you got a coach like that, the team has no choice but to follow.
What have they told you about the running back competition, Cam?
They told me, you know, of course, Todd Gurley just left, so, you know, it just basically told me to come in and compete, you know. The position is open. It's up for grabs, you know. And it's all about competition, you know. We all going to come in and compete, and we're going to work, you know, make each other better. And ultimately, you know, see who wins the starting job, you know. And whoever does that, we're going to support each other. That's ultimately what it's about, supporting each other and competing.
Cam Akers joining us here, second-round pick of the Rams, 52nd overall, running back out of Florida State with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN here in L.A. What have you been doing? Like, where are you right now as far as and how are you training? How are you able to just kind of get yourself going with all that's going on?
As we speak right now, I'm when you guys called, I was in the middle of working out. You know, while you guys were calling, I'm at D1 back at home in Mississippi and Madison. I'm out here training. So just make sure I stay in shape, make sure I do whatever I can to make sure I don't lose anything, make sure I stay in shape. And when we're able to start implementing plays or whatever we're putting in, making sure I put my best foot forward to learn it, you know, just doing my part, you know. Even though we're not able to be at the, I'm not able to be in LA right now. I'm not able to be with the team. I still want to make sure I'm in shape and ready to go when I'm able to.
It is hard to stay in shape. And look, obviously what we're dealing with is very serious, as we all know. But, you know, that aside for a second, it's tough. I mean, it's tough for regular people, let alone you guys, to stay in shape. You know, everybody's at home. The snacks are good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's hard to stay in shape right now.
Yes, sir. It's definitely hard. You know, I mean, I'm from Mississippi, so it's a lot of good soul food, a lot of good country eating. But, you know, I got to stay away from it.
What? So give me what's going on there. Like, what is the best meal that you could have that is traditional to Mississippi that you're like, ooh, I don't know how much of that I could keep eating if I want to stay in the best shape I can?
Rotel dip. Rotel dip, yeah. And 3-meat rotel.
Wow. All right, cool. So let me ask you this. What else have you been doing? Like, what have you been, I actually had Sean on recently and he was telling me, because he and I go back for a little bit now, and I always joke with him that he needs to do a better life work balance. So he said that the pandemic, that coronavirus has allowed him to do that. So he's been starting to watch Tiger King. He's been watching Ozarks. He's been watching Game of Thrones, all stuff he couldn't watch before because he was so consumed by football. What is Cam Akers up to right now when he's home just chilling?
I play a little bit of Call of Duty, Warzone. You know, I play a lot of Call of Duty, actually. He can't make his life right now. He's just working out and playing the game. And spending time with family, you know, not much to do right now with everything going on, you know, just kind of taking it all in, enjoying a little off time, if that's what you want to call it.
Now, can fans play you in Call of Duty, or is that, like, do you not want that?
Come see me in Call of Duty. If you think you're better than me, yes, be more than welcome. Add me. I set the gamer tag out. Anybody can ask me on social media, just ask me for the gamer tag, I'll give it to you.
All right, there you go. We'll get the Rams fans to get at you on Call of Duty. What other games are you playing? You playing Madden at all or no?
I'll play, but I'm not going to just promise I'm good at it. I'm not going to say I'm bad, but okay. I'm not going to promise I'm good. But I'll play.
Okay. All right. So, but Call of Duty is your thing.
Call of Duty is my thing for sure.
All right. That's cool. So, but not watching anything? Like, you haven't taken up a show?
I definitely watch Tiger King. I watched that whole show.
All right.
I tried to start Ozark. Ozark is a good show, but it's just so long.
Okay. Did she kill him?
Did I kill him?
No. Did she kill him, do you think?
If you asking me, I'm just going to say I don't think she innocent. That's all I can say. I don't want to be the one to accuse her. I just don't think she innocent.
Well, I think the internet agrees with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm with you. I've watched only a little bit of it, and I'm kind of like, I tried to fight against it because I don't know about you. Everybody was all into it. I'm like, man, that I almost cursed. That looks so stupid. And then all of a sudden, it sucks you in.
And I almost get you.
I know. It's crazy. Cam Akers, newest member of your Los Angeles Rams, 52nd pick overall. Take it in the second round. Hey, Cam, we're looking forward to you eventually getting out here to L.A. Thank you so much for taking the time, man. Stay healthy, stay safe, and good luck. And we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. There he is, Cam Akers, with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. And he thinks Carole Baskin took out her husband, Joe Exotic. There you have it. And he's on Bergman's side. He's not a Batman guy. He thinks Batman is lame. Do you think he's lame, Bergman?
Lame? I think that's a little bit tough to say lame. No, but I do like that someone's on my side for once that's a guest. I think that's the first time on this
show.
It
doesn't happen very often. Yeah, that's for sure. It definitely doesn't happen very often. Coming up next, Isaiah Thomas uses LeBron to take a shot at Jordan. This petty war between those two is getting crazy. We'll get into that. Stick around. We're back in 4 minutes.